Welcome to Heart, a podcast about all things heart-related, presented by the physicians of Advanced Cardiovascular Specialists. I'm your host, Susan Curtin. Today, we have Dr. Ray Smith of Advanced Cardiovascular Specialists located in Shreveport, Louisiana, and we're discussing radial vascular intervention. Welcome, Dr. Smith.
Thank you.
We'll jump right in. There's a new procedure being offered at the Advanced Heart and Vascular Center at ACS, radial vascular intervention, correct?
Correct.
Tell me what that is.
Well, the traditional approach to vascular disease of the lower extremities has generally been approached from the lower extremities, such as like how we traditionally have done heart catheterizations through the femoral artery approach, or sometimes even through what's called a pedal approach, which is the dorsum of the foot. But with elongation of the catheter systems, we're now able to offer this from the radial artery, which is the artery around the wrist area. And we're able to do full interventions from the wrist, such as angioplasty and stenting, to probably 90% of our patients qualify for this procedure.
That sounds a lot less invasive than some of the other procedures.
It's a very quick recovery time, and a lot of it has to do with patient comfort. The patients don't have to lay flat for 4 hours after these procedures. And you have the opportunity to actually treat both legs oftentimes, where we usually have to stage our legs.
So who's a good candidate for the procedure?
Well, anybody with peripheral artery disease of the lower extremities that has an appropriate size radial artery. It has to be at least around 2 millimeters big in order to accommodate these catheters systems, but and that usually is most of us. And so almost anybody that could get a traditional approach could also qualify for this radial approach.
Now, at the Vein Center, a large part of your practice pertains to the treatment of venous disease. How many vein procedures do you perform?
Well, it continues to grow yearly. I think last year we did close to 300 of vein ablations, and now we've expanded our treatments of veins, not only in that center, but we also are doing iliac vein procedures at Christus, and we're doing almost 5 to 10 of those a month.
So do you have to be checked into the hospital?
Our vein center is attached to the Advanced Heart and Vascular Center there in our building. So no, to get most of our vein ablation treatments, they're done there. The iliac vein stenting, because of the anesthesia, is a deeper form of anesthesia, they're done at the hospital. So that's the only one you have to check into.
Thank you, Dr. Smith. This has been Heart to Heart. Thank you for joining us. For more information about all things heart-related, visit acsdoctors.com.